Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2307, The Not-So-Painful Truth About Pain and Exercise by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And you know what? Let's jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. The Not-So-Painful Truth About Pain and Exercise by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. We all know that you don't get results when you sit in your comfort zone, but is there an ideal degree of discomfort? According to Bryce Hastings, physiotherapist and Les Mills head of research, when it comes to how much exercise should hurt, there are no hard and fast rules. For the most part, it depends on the type of suffering. Put simply, while it's okay for exercise to feel uncomfortable, it should never be painful. Hastings says, quote, "Too often people don't distinguish between the discomfort that comes from fatigue and the feeling of pain," end quote. Unfortunately, the confusion between fatigue and pain can be off-putting if you're only at the beginning of your exercise journey. He continues, quote, "When you're just starting out, you sweat. You get an increased heart rate, and you feel uncomfortable. All of this is the stress response that comes from exercise," end quote. It's not until you become accustomed to regular training that you learn this stress and fatigue is part of the deal. Your body embraces it because you know that it goes away quickly. Fatigue is your friend. Transformation happens when you push your body into the fatigue zone. Hastings explains there are 5 exercise intensity zones, and a sound weekly workout regimen involves spending time in each zone. Ideally, you should be exercising at a moderate to hard intensity, where the discomfort of fatigue probably sits between 6.5 and an 8.5 out of 10, as this will help improve aerobic fitness and possibly promote fat burn. Pushing your body to its maximum training zone, where the discomfort of fatigue hits 8.5 to 10 out of 10, will help you develop maximum performance. But you only want these spikes of intensity a couple of times a week. He also cautions that feeling flogged during exercise is not the only measure of a workout's value. While exercising at a very low intensity is unlikely to generate fatigue, low-intensity activities like yoga and core training can improve overall health and help recovery. If it's not fatigue-based discomfort, it's a pain. When it comes to distinguishing between types of pain, there are 2 things you can do. 1, mentally split yourself in half and evaluate where it hurts. If you have pain in the same place on both sides, and it's the same type of pain, then it's probably delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. In most cases, this is nothing to worry about. And 2, if you have a specific point of pain that's on one side of your body, but not on the other, and that pain is above 3 out of 10 and interfering with your function, then you're possibly suffering from an injury. In this situation, we suggest you seek professional advice. It's the location of the pain that matters most. The benefits of your training come from discomfort in the muscles, not the joints. So, if you've got any joint pressure or discomfort, it's an issue. Let's take squats, for example. Squats are all about working your quads and glutes. So, if you're squatting and your quads start getting sore, that's to be expected. But if you start to get a lot of pressure in your lower back, that's a warning sign, because that's not the intended target. it indicates that no longer is the soreness born from muscle fatigue, it's possibly pain coming from compressed joint tissue. It's the same as if you're doing the overhead press and suddenly your neck starts getting sore. That's not the intended target, so it could be an issue. How much should you suffer? The amount of suffering you subject your body to should depend on the exercise you're doing. If you're using a leg press machine, all you need to worry about is pressing, so you're safe to go to volitional failure, which means going to the point where you actually can't push anymore. But if you're doing weighted squats, it's a different story. Fatigue will often make things more difficult when you're at the bottom of the squat, which can be dangerous if you encounter failure at this point. So normally, you might finish your set at 85% fatigue. You can push the fatigue point further out if you have a safety mechanism, such as a spotter, someone who stands over you, ready to take the load if need be. Warning signs, when to take action. The major warning signs are unilateral or one-sided pain, any joint pressure or discomfort, and sudden onset sharp pain. And sometimes, sudden onset weakness can be a sign that something's not right. Hastings says these are all warning signs. Quote, pressure in the front of the knee while you squat, pain in your elbows when you grip, pressure in your neck or upper back while you're doing an overhead press, pain at the top of the shoulder while you bench press. End quote. Of course, muscle and joint pain are not the only discomfort people associate with exercise. I'm thinking about that awful gasping sensation that comes from when you just can't get enough air in your lungs, or when you've raised your heart rate so high it feels like it will pump its way past your ribs and out of your chest. But Hastings says that if you're fit and healthy, you should be able to push your body to its max, reaching high levels of exertion without any significant concerns. His advice? Don't shy away from discomfort, but always think about what your objective is, and if it feels slightly off, it probably is. Pain, what you need to remember. 1. It's important to identify the difference between fatigue and pain. 2. Fatigue is good, as transformation happens when your body hits the fatigue zone. 3. It's okay for exercise to cause discomfort in your muscles, but you shouldn't feel any discomfort in your joints. 4. Post-workout pain that's equal on both sides of the body is most likely delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. And 5. If you suffer from one-sided pain, joint pain, or sudden onset sharp pain, seek professional advice. You just listened to the post titled, The Not-So-Painful Truth About Pain and Exercise by Emma Hogan with lesmills.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A few weeks ago, I shared a quote from 5-time fittest man on earth, Matt Fraser. And that same quote applies perfectly here, so I'll share it again. Quote, pain is dangerous. Discomfort is where you get better. End quote. All right, let's be specific. Just as today's author, Emma, said, discomfort in our muscles is expected when we're working out, but discomfort in our joints is dangerous. Oh, and when it comes to that uncomfortable delayed onset muscle soreness or DOMS, here are two of the best things you can do. 1, be sure you're hydrating, which means your urine should be a light yellow color most of the time. And 2, move those sore muscles a little. Instead of resting those sore muscles, gently move them. So if your legs are sore, go for a quick and low-intensity walk, or do a light warm-up and then gently stretch those sore muscles. The point of this is that that movement is going to force blood to those muscles, and since blood is rich in nutrients and oxygen, it will help the muscles repair themselves much more quickly. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with others. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.